is a cloud.
There is a cloud
of glory.
Of glory.
And it's moving in this place.
There are tongues
of fire. Resting upon our heads. Come on, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost power. Come on, let's say it again. There is a sound from heaven.
There's a cloud
of glory moving in this place. Clap your hands, everybody.
There are tongues
of fire resting upon our heads.
What's up, y'all? It's the LA Gospel Radio Show. I'm your host, Elder John Bernard, and that's what I need today. God's power. I want it. I hope you are having an amazing day on today and you're feeling blessed and well. We got a great show for you, y'all. It's the MLK Show today. We are celebrating the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on King Weekend. And so we're going to play some great inspirational music for you. I'm ready to get into it. Let's get into Rain.
Come on and get on your feet. Come on, come on.
Send your anointing.
Send
Do you know? some water. And I want somebody to say, if you praise him, it'll make room for you. Let me see you do it then. Y'all too quiet in here after coming out of a pandemic and you ain't got nothing to still say. I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise. Tell him what your praise is going to do. It's going to continually. After I come out, I'm still going to be praising him. Even while I'm in it, I'm going to be praising him. Because the more you praise him, the more he'll bless. The more you praise him, the more he'll come. Come on, clap your hands and praise him.
Look how Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You brought us a mighty long way.
You've been so good to us, Jesus.
Orlando Draper and the Associates reminding us today how far God has brought us. That was a song they did a couple years back called Reflections, and I love that. It's the LA Gospel Radio Show, and we're celebrating the life of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King on today, remembering his life and his legacy. And now it's time to take a trip down the 805 freeway with my cousin, the choir boy. Let's get into the gospel mix.
Cling.
Everybody ought to hold
to his hat.
Hold Try to make it all my own. but the burdens in my life. The burdens in my life got a little too strong. Anybody ever felt like that? But you know what? Right now, right now, I can say that without Jesus in my life, there is no other way. Listen here.
Authority, we are more than conquerors.
Mama Sue Rosemary reminding us today, we are victorious. We really, really are. I want you to believe that today, no matter what is going on in your life. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory and causes us to triumph in all things. It's the LA Gospel Radio Show, and we're celebrating the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I want to share one of my favorite speeches. This is an excerpt from the I Have a Dream speech.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
Yes.
I have a dream that one day,
yes,
this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Yes.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification.
Yes.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Yes. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted.
Yes.
And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain,
yes,
and the crooked places will be made straight,
yes,
and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
Yes.
This is our hope.
Yes.
This is the faith that I go back to the South with.
Yes.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope.
Yes.
With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children,
yes,
will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee."
Yes.
Sweet land of liberty, of,
yes,
thee I sing.
Oh, yes.
Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry.
Yes.
From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation,
yes,
this must become true. And so let freedom ring.
Yes.
From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire,
yes,
let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi.
Yeah.
From every mountainside.
Yeah.
Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
We honor the life of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And let's remember today, y'all, the work is not done. There's still a lot that's happening in our world, and we have a responsibility to make sure that we continue to carry his legacy and make sure that justice and freedom is a liberty that is available to all. One of my favorite quotes from Dr. King was, "Justice, what is it? Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." So let's just keep that in mind. Let's remain prayerful. Let's love one another and do all we can to make sure that we are the brothers and sisters that we're supposed to be here in this world. That's my time today, but if the Lord says the same, we'll be back next week. I'm gonna leave you today with Bishop Paul Morton and the Greater St. Stephen's Full Mass Choir. This is We Shall Overcome. Be blessed, be safe, have a great holiday weekend, and I'll catch you next week.